Diet Basin of Heaven, Major Topic Mind, Minor Topic Action. Mind, number 1 of 7 terms to define God. Action, number 1 of 61 terms to define mind. This recording is an extemporaneous Christian Science prayer treatment with the intended purpose of utilizing the structure and system of divine metaphysics as defined by Mary Baker Eddy in the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. The system of divine metaphysics is referred to on page 146 and further elaborated on pages 330 to 340. If there is an interest in improving one's life, all of their experiences, effective right now and forward indefinitely, then the content of this Christian Science prayer treatment will be found to be revolutionary. The healing works of Christ Jesus is assessed by almost everyone that is aware of them to be considered miracles. Jesus obviously did not consider them to be miracles. In fact, after a healing, he would normally slip away, not even expecting a thank you, and he certainly did not want to be considered something special, such as a miracle worker. As Mary Baker Eddy has stated, his works were divinely natural. Mary Baker Eddy proved that to be the case by publishing the textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, which includes 486 healings in the last 101 pages, pages 600 to 700 of the textbook, and these were verified, connected with only 85 students. Each one was seeking to solve one problem, and they ended up solving just under 6 healings apiece. The Christian Science churches have meetings on Wednesday evening, and there's about 20 minutes or so allocated for the opportunity of the members or attendants to give testimonies of their healings. For more than 100 years, in churches all over the world, testimonies have been shared for the benefit of those attending the meetings. So literally, millions of healings over more than 100-year span have been received by those who were practicing Christian Science. Two references were previously mentioned about the system of divine metaphysics. Here is the quote from page 146. Divine metaphysics is now reduced to a system, to a form comprehensible by and adapted to the thought of the age in which we live. This system enables the learner to demonstrate the divine principle upon which Jesus' healing was based and the sacred rules for its present application to the cure of disease. And on page 330, when the 32 planks of the platform is understood and the letter and the spirit bear witness, the infallibility of divine metaphysics will be demonstrated. Page 330 to 340 inclusive, she details the 26 planks and gives the specific scientific statement about each one. Everything that is noted in the prayer treatment is on the website, which includes Mary Baker Eddy's textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, and also 16 other writings by Mary Baker Eddy, which are all published books. There are also approximately 400 audio prayer treatments. They cover a wide variety of topics. I may have already mentioned that there is a button at the top and the bottom of every page entitled Heal Everything, and it provides detailed instructions of a plan with exactly what to do and the discipline required, which we know is effective. What is a diapason of heaven? Noah Webster is the father of the American English language as defined with the innumerable references in his dictionary. He defines it in part as a compound concord. If one would connect the dots with Noah Webster's definition and Mary Baker Eddy's statement about the system of divine metaphysics, one would find that there is a complete matrix and network of all of the components of the system of divine metaphysics. Jesus was the Son of God and represented the male characteristics, and Mary Baker Eddy was the daughter of God and represented the female characteristics. They both represented completeness because the tenderness, love, and kindness of the female qualities were certainly expressed by Jesus, as was the strength, courage, and perseverance of the male qualities expressed by Mary Baker Eddy. Mortimer Adler was the longtime number one editor of Encyclopedia Britannica, and he wrote a classic book on how to read a book, and in it he emphasizes the importance of contemplating any introductory quotes, any summaries, any chapter titles, paragraph titles, topic titles, as well as any sections within a chapter with separate subtitles. All of these are a part of the structure of the textbook. Following are the three quotes as an introduction to the textbook. 1. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Those are words of Jesus quoted by John. 2. There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. Shakespeare. 3. Oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. This is thy high behest, thou here and everywhere. Mary Baker Eddy. Einstein said, curiosity has its own reason for existing. Never stop questioning. That goes hand in hand with the first quote. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We want to make sure that we are not tricked by the deceit and decoys of mortal mind. We have to be thorough in our digging to find the root cause of any problem that we're dealing with. Not what is on the surface, but what is hidden underneath. The definition of God on page 465 states the following. God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. In the glossary, chapter 17, on page 587, it is defined as God is the great I am, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love. All-substance, intelligence. The same seven synonymous terms for God, but in a little bit different order, and the emphasis is on a few different terms. Few different derivatives of the terms. On the same page, the term good is defined. God, spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, omniaction. Man is defined as the compound idea of infinite spirit, the spiritual image and likeness of God, the full representation of mind. Please forgive if there's any duplication of whatever was said previously in this same recording. Mathematics includes the 10 digits, 0 to 9, four operators at the elementary level is add, subtract, multiply, and divide, and there's obviously several levels within mathematics. The system of divine metaphysics includes the seven terms for God, that's tantamount to the 10 digits in mathematics. It has four operators, which are the Word, Christ, Christianity, and Science. And it has four levels. They're explained on page 115 and 116. They are defined as follows. The Word means the facts about God. The Christ means translating whatever you see that is visible to the true spiritual nature. In other words, don't accept what is on the surface. You could be looking at a decoy. The third is Christianity. And that means you have enough understanding about what God is, and you translate to the spiritual nature of whatever you are facing, and you demonstrate it by utilizing the system of divine metaphysics. The fourth operator is science. And that means that we are at a level where we're automatically translating and we are operating in the science of being. There's an appendix in the book entitled Your Divinity Revealed by the founder of the Mary Baker Eddy Institute, Helen Wright. And that's on our website. And you can look at the appendix, which explains in more detail about the operators. This prayer treatment so far has included an extensive amount of introduction, which will not be repeated in other prayer treatments to this degree. But to have an effective prayer treatment, one needs to consider all of the things that have been mentioned. Now, as stated at the beginning, this is number one of seven of the synonymous terms for God, which is mind, and one of 61 of the derivative terms to define mind. It was therefore important to give you the background that has been related so far. How can the system of divine metaphysics be utilized with the combination of mind and action? We're always looking for the truth, and we're always going to be curious to dig to make sure we get to the truth. Consider a positive way to view action and a negative way. And of course, this ties in to what Shakespeare tells us about there's nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. And mind has its opposite, which is termed mortal mind. And mind by itself is meant to be a synonymous term for God, which is only perfect. When one studies the textbook, which I call a textbook because it really is that, by Helen Wright, the founder of the Mary Baker Eddy Institute, entitled Your Divinity Revealed, it thoroughly explains the seven synonymous terms for God, utilizing the exact terms that Mary Baker Eddy applies in the textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. We must remember that what Shakespeare tells us is a clue to what we can expect in life experience. If we're going to direct our attention to evil, then we are going to experience it. If we're going to direct our attention to good and perfection, that is what we will experience. What is our motive? Is it pure? The Bible and the Christian Science textbook clearly state there is only one mind, and that's with a capital M, meaning God. Then anything that is not good is not mind, because God is defined as good. Jesus defined God as good, and Mary Baker Eddy does as well. It was recited earlier in this recording. Both quotes. If something good occurs, who should get the credit? What do you think? Is there any thinking involved when there's an action? Who did Jesus give credit to? Did he a single time take credit for himself for anything good that took place? Think about the golden rule. Suppose you consider God as an other. If God is the only mind, and mind is required for any action to take place, remembering that God is good, perfect, we must declare the truth about where the intelligence really came from that brought anything good to fruition. Jesus washed his disciples' feet. He didn't say, "Wash my feet." He served others. Are we serving God if we take credit for something that required intelligence, when the Bible and Mrs. Eddy tells us that the only intelligence is the intelligence of God? If evil is the result of a so-called action to the visible senses, do we give credit to God? Most people do. Insurance companies are notorious for blaming things on God. That's an act of God. That's divine providence. You know, a child, an innocent child, is killed or passes on because of some claim of sickness. They think that God took him. They say that God took him to be with him. You think God has an inventory of dead people? Anyone with God is alive and active doing good things. We're with God when we're doing good things. We must realize the importance of understanding the terms that define God, which are the seven, and the terms that define those seven. Everything is in Mary Baker Eddy's textbook, and elaborations on it are in the textbook by Helen Wright, Your Divinity Revealed. You should study that from beginning to end, and then when you get done, start all over and do it again. We give you the complete procedure under Heal Everything on the website, a button at both the bottom and top of every page. And if you're serious about wanting to improve, and this will affect everything you do, this will have a positive impact on every activity you're involved in. Every thought, speech, and action will be touched by the power of understanding and doing good things from your understanding. And by doing, I mean thought, speech, and action. Frederick L. Rosson says, we should get to the level where we don't have to do anything physically. It can all be done by thought. The definition of mind should be studied. It's in the glossary, and it's in chapter 14, recapitulation. If anything that happens that is not defined as a part of God or mind, the synonymous term for God that relates to thinking and action, then it's not God. Then it's not real. It is the opposite and needs to be declared as such. Frederick L. Rosen says, make one simple statement. There is no, and in this case we would say accident. There is no accident. And then explain the reason why, which we've just covered. Remind yourself that God is good. God is perfect. God is omnipresent. So the mind of God and the protection from accident is omnipresent. The only place it can occur is in one's thought. Are we going to clean it up? If we clean it up, we will have a positive impact on what's taking place to the visual, material senses. We can't improve what's going on with the spiritual senses. What we want to do is we want to deny the material senses as having any impact or any power whatsoever. The only thing that has power is good. And thinking spiritually is good. Mary Baker Eddy stresses the importance of the requirement of a Christian Scientist when they see something occurs or they see someone in need that they do something about it. Just like the quote credited to Edmund Burke in 1770. He says, evil triumphs when good men see there's something that needs to be done and don't do it. That's a paraphrase. Evil triumphs. Do we want evil to triumph or do we want good to triumph? Remember Shakespeare? How are we going to think about it? The letter Mary Baker Eddy wrote to her student that was asking for assistance on vision, she says, can you focus no matter what comes your way? Mary Baker Eddy prayed every hour to make sure she was only thinking, talking, and acting good about everything and everyone. That's probably 18 hours a day, or 18 times a day, every hour. It only takes a couple of minutes to scan your thoughts. 5 minutes at the most. If you want to transform your life into something that is a whole new dimension above and forward from where you are at this moment, the answer is on the website under Heal Everything. We teach you in these prayer treatments how to utilize the system of divine metaphysics, how to think about the terms that Mary Baker Eddy uses in the textbook, applying them to your everyday life. If you see someone in a wheelchair, they have a problem. How are you thinking about it? Are you thinking in a way that will benefit them? Or are you going to be like the man that, or woman, the individual, that knows there's something that needs to be done and does nothing about it, to let evil triumph? It's our choice. It's our individual choice. And whether or not someone condemns you should not be your thing to think about. That's not their business. What you do, what you think, what you say is generally not the business of anyone else but you. Now, obviously, if you're married, you need to have a harmonious relationship with your spouse. You have children, same thing. Think about harmony. Think about how I can help them. Frederick L. Rosen says, our duty on this earth is to make other people happy. Are we doing things that will benefit other people all the time? Are we thinking about ways we can do it? Forget about tithing to a high-pressure advertisement. The DOGE department, Department of Government Efficiency, headed up by currently the wealthiest man in the world, which was on the team of the President of the United States, his team, DOGE, did research into all the nonprofit organizations, all the major ones. And they found that between 0 and 5% of what they receive in donations is used for the purpose that they advertise. And between 95 and 100% is wasted, money laundered, stolen, used for frivolous activities, you name it. So you better know what happens to your money if you're going to give money to a third party. This is public information. Any questions about anything that is said here, you're welcome to contact us. And the contact button is in the menu, in the bottom section of it, and also in the footer, in the top left section of the footer, which means at the bottom of the page. We can back up everything we say. We don't guess about anything. We have much of what is stated on the website with the documentation to back it up, or a link directly to the article or articles or documents, recordings. The website is a very large website. We need to be intelligent with everything we do. We need to be intelligent in every action. The need is to give away everything you can give away. And I don't mean old, worn-out clothes that you don't want anymore and should go in the trash. If you're going to give away something of quality. Your favorite thing. That's gift. Giving away something that you don't want is not a gift. You should keep track of everything you do that is a good action. Everything. Mary Baker Eddy points out how important it is to keep track of your progress. It will be nurturing your consciousness to do more. I read a quote recently, and it said, when you pass on, what you can take with you is everything you've given away. And what you have to leave behind is everything that you took from other people and society. Think about that. You want to be a taker or a giver? I'm not saying you should formulate your life based on what happens when you leave visible form. But that's just a clue. There's no spiritual value in what you take from others. There is a total spiritual value in what you give to others. And I'm only cautioning you that you better know what you're doing if you're giving money. And giving to a large institution. Churches are all in on it. Churches are as fraudulent as any other so-called nonprofit organization. They're at the peak of fraud. It has touched every church. There may be a few, I'm talking about every denomination, there may be a few sprinkled churches around that have honest, good people and they need donations. Just know what you're doing and do it intelligently. You might be very wealthy, but you're very stupid if you just write a check because the Bible says to tithe or make a bank transfer. Whatever you do, digital, doesn't matter what format it is. The point is, have you done it intelligently? Did you do your research? There's a very pathetic advertisement right now going on the internet. And it's a gentleman with a very mature voice. And it's showing children that are starving. He's very persuasive, and that's exactly how evil operates. It operates with decoys and deceit and divide and conquer. Some of the most favorite tools of a so-called evil suggestion. Emotion. They nurture emotional sympathy for soliciting donations. If they want to get your attention to vote for somebody, they will exercise other emotions. You can ignore almost everything that most people say. What are they doing? That's the important thing. Actions speak louder than words. This statement is based on there being a relationship between two or more people for any reason, whether it's personal or business or, you know, family, friendship, whatever. If someone says something and they don't follow through with their actions, then you must look at the action, and if it doesn't agree with what they say, then you have to depend on the action to be what they're really thinking and going to do about it. But the key is that our thoughts should be on our own consciousness and our own life experience. And as Mary Baker Eddy says, we will keep plenty busy taking care of our own affairs without meddling into the affairs of someone else. Everyone needs to work out their own salvation. So let's take a final summary look at action being a function of mind. What kind of positive actions could there be? One would be whatever is done to bring forth progress. Another is whatever is devoted to preparing a plan of progress. Anything at all that has to do with moving to a better position than where you are. Now, what kind of action could cause a negative situation? If we think about action, we can think about present action, past action, delayed action, diverted action, deflected, a stoppage of action, a reversal of action. Anything at all that is preventing progress would come on the side of evil, not God. An accident is a chaotic action. An action that is resulting in conflict as a result of chaos in something, one or more things, with two or more people, even one with themselves, having a conflict in what should I do about something. If it's not clear, that's a conflict, and it needs to be resolved just as if it were someone else that was involved. Mary Baker Eddy says we should not go to bed in the evening without having done our best to resolve anything that is out of balance, anything that is inharmonious. So, this would apply to us as an individual or us in relationship with someone or some event. We want to keep up to date. We want to keep our thought free of something that can be resolved. So we resolve it. Then we're free of it. Just like the first quote says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The truth is that action can only be one way. It can only be the action of good. Because there's no power in anything that is unlike God. And we have to affirm that. We have to remind our thought of that. And if we do it with enough repetition, we will find results. But we must keep studying. And as noted, we have a complete plan under Heal Everything, which will enable you to make steady progress. Mary Baker Eddy provided 7 prayer treatments, and they are short. And she says that we should repeat these often. Each one is tied to one of the 7 synonymous terms. And since this prayer treatment has focused on mind, I shall recite to you The Diapause in Heaven by Mary Baker Eddy with a focus on mind. And that will be the end of this prayer treatment. And at the end, I would just mention the time and date for record purposes. Here's The Diapason of Heaven with a focus on mind by Mary Baker Eddy. Mary Baker Eddy provides the first few thoughts, quoting Miscellaneous Writings, page 206. Quote, "The real Christian scientist is constantly accentuating harmony in word and deed, mentally and orally, perpetually repeating this diapason of heaven. Good is my God, and my God is good. Love is my God, and my God is love." End of quote. We can declare often, "Divine mind is my mind, and my mind is God. God is my mind, and my mind is good. I have an intelligent mind, a good mind, a wise, perceptive, discerning mind, a clear mind, a joyous, happy mind. Mind is God, all acting, all wise, all loving, all knowing, all seeing. Divine mind is enthroned in my consciousness. Mortal mind and matter and personal sense are not enthroned. Ignorance and apathy and materiality are not enthroned in my consciousness. Good is my mind, and my mind is good. Mind is my God, and my mind is good. Divine mind is enthroned. This is the Word of God. We have to change the subjective thinking we have of these 7 names from personal sense to spiritual sense and see ourselves and others as spiritual individualities, not personalities. This way is the only way. It is the way the Bible characters walked with God and ascended. Amen. Saturday, October 4, 2025 at 15:30. Thank you for listening to this prayer treatment on the topic of mind and action. The end.